Here is tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners.
We woke up this morning. Well, actually, Facebook started repopulating yesterday afternoon, but you know what? The world kept turning. We survived.
We came together as nations around the world to combat the thing that happened yesterday. Good heavens, and we survived, Darren. It was like, yeah, it's great, wasn't it?
Well, it was quite big, so worldwide. So what happened?
Effectively, the post office broke down. So I'm going to explain to you why this happened. So there is a thing called BGP, which is Border Gateway Protocol. That's the postal service of the internet.
Right.
So to use an example, when someone drops a letter into a mailbox, Australia Post processes that piece of mail and chooses a fast, efficient route, maybe, for the Australia Post, to deliver the letter to its recipient as well. Love yep. Australia Post, by the way. So when someone submits data across the internet, BGP is responsible for looking at all the available paths and it picks the best route. So when a user in Singapore loads a website with the origins in Argentina, BGP is a protocol that enables that communication to happen quickly and efficiently. So what happened yesterday was somebody at Facebook actually turned it off.
There
and
you
when
go.
That happened, yeah. nothing could happen at all.
There you go. And I said yesterday jokingly that I bet it's one bloke or woman who's just pressed the wrong button. And
yep.
Effectively, that's what it was.
Effectively, it probably what it was. And the reason probably took so long to get back online was because at Facebook, you have to use your Facebook login with your key
yes,
card to get
yes.
back inside the building.
It's a conundrum.
So
yeah.
The bloke's out in the car park having a pie and a donut, and everything's gone to hell, and he needs to rush back in, and he just can't fix anything at the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, now I'm assuming that Mark Zuckerberg has an actual personal Facebook profile.
Yes, he does.
Right. Okay, but I'm thinking, and exactly what you said there, to fix Facebook, you sort of needed Facebook, right?
So you do.
That was a huge problem to solve, and it turned out that it was just something was turned off.
And somebody's probably turned off or somebody's done something to the servers inside, which means that they can't actually send the mail out. And that's the easiest way to go along and say it. So when we tried to log on yesterday, we don't actually know where Facebook is at the moment, but they've turned off their end. So, yes.
Okay. All right, we're through it now. Let's go to Windows.
We thought COVID was bad, and that happened yesterday.
I can imagine you yesterday. You would have been just running around, searching whatever on, and it's like, well, geez, okay.
I had to come up with a solution very quickly, Darren. Let me tell you.
All right, so Windows 11. Let's get to that. It's here.
It is here. So on a lot of people's computers, if you go over to Windows Update. You don't have to do this, people. You really don't. If you go to Windows Update, you may be offered the chance to upgrade to Windows 11. Now, they're going to roll it out progressively. I had somebody yesterday. Their computer's probably at 2 months old, and it was sitting there ready to go yesterday for them when I went to see them. But they're going to start rolling it out progressively to all computers that are eligible, and that's probably, if you bought in the last 2 to 3 years, you're going to probably be it. By mid-2022. So if you've got, let's say, an HP computer, might be done this week. Dell might be done in a couple of months' time. Asus, it might be done in 6 months' time. You don't have to go and try and find it. It will eventually come to you if you're eligible. But just remember, Windows 10 is still useful all the way to 2025.
Thank you. Right, let's finish on video movie piracy.
Do you remember when we used to be the kings of piracy in Australia when Game of Thrones was on?
Oh, right, yeah.
We used to be the kings. And then things changed on there as well. So we had all the streaming services came in. We got our Netflix, our Stan. And then all the movie studios suddenly got their act together and started to release everything at the same time right around the world. Mm. There was no progressive rollout. Now, unfortunately, that's gone back a bit for Australia at the moment because in New South Wales cinemas and the Victorian cinemas, which do make up the bulk of our population, Because of that, the movie studios have started to delay things. So things like the new James Bond film, No Time to Die, won't be here till November the 11th. Yep. Are you going to see that one, Darren?
Oh, absolutely. And I was wondering why they were doing that. And then I thought, well, hang on. What you said, the majority of cinemas in Australia are in the greater Melbourne or greater Sydney area. Most of them are in lockdown. So why would you do that? Yeah.
Well, so that's why they've held them off. So the sequel to Venom, and we've got Dune as well, they're all out in the United States right now. So people are starting to go on and say, well, can I pirate these? Can I advise you, please don't pirate them at all. Things have changed since the days we did Game of Thrones on there as well. You will infect your computer. Go to the cinemas, wait, and enjoy them there.
Indeed. All right, very good stuff, mate. Thanks for that. And that and heaps more information on Richard's excellent website. If you go to talktech.com.au, you'll find him there. Thanks, mate. Talk to you next week.
Look forward to it.